Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements. You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan veterinary supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right. The hottest show on the radio. That's right. Tonight is the night. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And we hope you can call in. This is a talk show. We don't talk about, we don't talk about politics. We don't talk about religion. And tonight, we're not going to be talking too much about sports. I hope you listen. Hope you can call in. This is a talk show. We talk, you listen. You talk, we listen. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I'll repeat it, 407-894-1680. Before we get started, let me introduce you to the players tonight. That's right. To the left, my beautiful co-host, the smart one in the family, my beautiful wife, co-host Lynn Golder. Lynn,
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Super Show Sunday, February 11th, 2024 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Glad you're with us tonight, truly.
You know, you're not allowed to use that name, you know, it's a trademark.
Super Show?
No, not Super Show.
Well, that's what I said, Super Show. I didn't say the other.
Okay, good. And all the way from Winter Park, Florida, our co-host, Gary Sinclair. Gary Sinclair, are you there?
Hey, everybody. I'm back, and I'm glad to be back because it's going to be an exciting night tonight.
And the only one who's in the studio in Ocoee, Florida. That's where we broadcast from, Ocoee, Florida. That's right. Our producer, our top engineer, Chris Shaw. Are you there, Chris Shaw? Chris, are you there? I guess he's not there.
Gone back to the production room.
He's working hard.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. Somebody was at the door. I was trying to figure out why they're here.
Oh, everything safe?
Oh, yeah, it's safe now.
Okay.
It's safe.
And I wanted to add to Michael, you know, he said the producer extraordinaire. I want to add the father of the best two sales girls for the Girl Scout cookies in the country.
Yay. We love them Girl Scout cookies.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm trying to get rid of them because I done gained 7 pounds after being sick all week.
Yeah.
Yes, Chris. Lynn ordered my cookies for me and Sheila's, so we got them coming.
So, folks, if you don't know what you're listening to, you're listening to this for the first time. This show is catered, well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. This is a talk show. Hope you can talk and hope you can listen. Lynn, you're up.
Okay, well, I have a few shout outs, a little of this, a little of that. I'd like to wish she's probably listening to her team, but maybe she's got one ear to our show. A belated happy birthday to Sherry Brunn from Orlando, Florida. Sherry has been listening to our show since
very beginning.
12, so I'm going to say, 12 years now? Is my math
She was with us before the show.
Well, that's why I said 2012.
She said 12.
That's why I said 12. I was including Blind Matters. I'd also like to give a shout out to Alice McGrath-Turner at the Vista Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired in Palo Alto, California. Hi, Alice, if you're listening. And also Neevaj Gupta at Vista Center. I think he's listening also. Hello, Neevaj. And then also, let's see. All right. I'd like to give a shout out to Tim at Life After Blindness organization in New Jersey. And then we'll talk a little bit more. Michael, you had a
shout out. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
My shout out is for my other girlfriend. I know her since, before high school, or during high school.
Yeah, high school.
Met her. She is married to my friend that I've known since I'm 3 years old, Linda Gaffin. And right now she's under the weather. She was dancing and she fell down. She cracked her hip. Thank God she didn't break it.
She cracked it.
Yeah.
But we're still going to see them. Thank God she didn't break it.
Yeah. And she was dancing. So look, you know, the old story at 80 years old, she shouldn't be dancing. We wish you the best. Get well soon, Linda. Love you. I'm also, by the way, in case you'd like to know, I'm their son's godfather. That's right. Anyway, Gary, you got any shout-outs?
I have one big, very, 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 very big special shout-out to my son, Wayne. As Wednesday, Valentine's Day, he's going to hit the mark of 50 years ago.
Wow.
He was born. 50 years, man. He's going to be finally at the middle. And if we have time in the radio show, I'm going to tell you about the complicated time that I had the day before he was born and how I had to be medevaced out of the hills to go see him born.
All right.
Okay. Chris Shaw, you got any shout-outs?
Yes. First off, Gary, so you had one born out of love, huh?
That's right.
Okay. Listen, my shout-out goes out to all of our wonderful, wonderful fantastic fans of the football world. I know today is the last day. It marks the end of what are we going to do for the rest of the season or the rest of the year until July kick in. So this goes out to you, the dedicated listeners, the dedicated fans that we are of the game of football. Thank you so much.
Okay, and we know you'll be watching with one eye over there.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep.
You know, I have a question to throw out to the audience. Last week, Chris told me that one of our listeners, I think he was from South Florida, I think his first name is Mike, he called in and I couldn't answer his question on the air because I had no idea what he was talking about. But so Chris had him write to us, and his question was, he has a 70-year-old friend that is experiencing macular degeneration. And as you recall, I said that this month is macular degeneration month. And right. he heard about this treatment. And so I looked it up, and I'm throwing it out to the audience. I'm not endorsing it or anything. I just want to know if anybody else has ever heard about it. If you have, please call in. And I'm sure Mike's listening. He would like to get some feedback. It's called the red light therapy for vision.
Did you ever hear of it?
Red light therapy for vision loss due to macular degeneration.
If you heard about it, call in.
I looked it up. Well,
call in if you heard about it. It's 407-894-16. I'll repeat again the phone number. If you heard of this treatment, call in 407-894-1680.
There's actually a doctor in the Villages that's doing it.
Got to tell you about this. Okay. We'll talk about more later.
Yep.
But I heard about this. This was very interesting. Matter of fact, I heard about it today. For those folks about chicken wings, you know, there's different kinds of chicken wings. You have what they call flats, which are my favorite, flats chicken wings.
Yeah, mine
the
too.
Legs, and you have boneless.
I call them drumettes, not legs. Drumettes on the wings.
Okay, drumettes. Well, I call them legs. So you got drumettes, you have flats, and you have boneless. So the point is, which one do you think is the most popular? And they voted today on another radio show. I listened to my sports show. It was very interesting. It was almost It was almost a tie, but the flats won out just by a hair. Flats. That's my favorite. Mm-hmm. I love flats.
And which do you like, the boneless or the bone in?
No, my favorite is the bone-in.
I love the bone-in because it's got more flavor, I think. It's
just, you know, one thing, Gary, yeah. Mike, I just want to mention, if you have any comments in reference to what I threw out there about the red light therapy or Michael's chicken wings, please call in after our first guest for the evening because those two questions will not be relevant to the segment. Yeah. So wait till after.
We have plenty of time.
We have some good trivia today, too. Good trivia.
So that's the story.
What's the story?
That's the story. We have a busy show tonight.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
So is the time to go to break?
No, we have a couple of minutes.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And I want to say, people, this is your radio show. Any comments, suggestions, ideas, you need to write into Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and we like your suggestions because it's your show. We'll try to follow along with you.
Gary, would you like also, to give us the phone number?
Yes, 407-894-1680 if you want to call in. 407-894-1680.
I thought it was the wrong number because he said it the correct way.
That's funny.
What?
Gary, I thought it was the wrong number because you said it the correct way. I didn't recognize it.
Oh.
Also, I want to tell you about
I'm always correct.
If you missed any part of this show or any show, we have 400 shows we archived.
Oh, my God.
April will be on the air going on 9 years.
Oh, my God.
So we have archived more than 400 shows. Just if you want to listen to any of the shows you missed or this show, if you missed any part of this show, go to blindandbeyond, don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And just go there. It's blind friendly. You cited folks that are listening to the show. Hope you also can call in. We love to hear from you.
We do.
This show is for you too. This show is for the sighted as well as low vision and blind.
Absolutely.
Now it's time to go to a break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Best Work Industries for the Blind, the largest employer of people who are blind or visually impaired in New Jersey, is dedicated to improving the quality of life for people who are blind by providing training and employment in a supportive work environment. Best Work's core competencies include textile and military apparel sewing and manufacturing, paper converting, packaging and light assembly, warehousing and distribution, kitting, document scanning, and digital imaging and e-commerce. Best Work is a registered federal DoD contractor, ISO certified, and is committed to delivering the highest quality products and services. What was once a small, self-sustaining manufacturing agency and employment program is transitioning into a full-service social enterprise that will soon offer low vision, assistive technology, and rehabilitative services to people who are experiencing vision loss. Learn more at www.bestworkindustries.org.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. And this is your host, Mike. Yeah, we're definitely back. You listen to the show for the vision impaired, blind, and the sighted community. You hear those castanets? That means you're back.
Okay. And we're
having... Don't forget, yeah. It's a talk show. We talk, you listen. You talk, we listen. Don't forget to call in, 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're up.
Well, we have a little bit of a technical difficulty, so our guest...
What else is new?
It's the Zoom tonight. I noticed some changes that... since last Sunday. But anyway, he's calling the radio station, so he'll be calling in, talking to us from there.
That's okay. Done that before?
Yes. Yes, it is. What, Lynn? Listen, folks, if you're looking for a job, Best Work in New Jersey, you can apply. CEO will be talking about it. We're waiting for him to come to the phone.
What that noise is.
I'm in.
Oh, you're there.
Hey, you're there.
There he is.
Oh,
surprise. Okay. I just told the audience you were calling the radio station. Well, anyway, welcome. We'd like to welcome for the first time. And by the way, thank you for sponsoring our show.
Yes, thank you.
We'd like to welcome John Katz. And John is the president and CEO at Best Work Industries for the Blind in Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Which I'm also from Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
I'm from New Jersey, too. So there. So welcome, John.
Thank you.
Hello,
for
John.
We're
glad to have you. We're thrilled to have you. Okay. So, John, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in Best Work Industries, and then tell us about Best Work Industries.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. So, I spent 23 years in the Marine Corps. I went into the private sector for a while, and I got the opportunity to go to the National Industries for the Blind in Alexandria, Virginia, and I was there for about 6 years. When the opportunity opened up at Best Work Industries. So that's how I landed here.
Oh, from the military to Best Work.
That's good. Are you visually impaired at all?
I am not.
Oh, I forgot to introduce you to our co-host tonight, Gary Sinclair. This is John Katz.
Hello, John. I had 8 years in the Navy Seabees, and I know you know what the Seabees are.
Absolutely. They're very good in the Marines.
Yes.
Michael? I'm also from Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Lived there for a few years. And at that time, I was not aware of Best Work.
Can you hear me, John? Yeah, I can. When did you leave Cherry Hill, Michael?
I lived in Cherry Hill 1970. No, wait a minute. I'll tell you right now. 77 to 79, 2 years, 3 years.
You're still from Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'm from Philadelphia, okay. But I moved to Cherry Hill from 76 to 79, 3 years.
Okay. Well, you just missed Best Work. We were founded in 1981. Actually by a gentleman by the name of James Versace, who was wounded in combat in World War II. We're actually founded in Westmont, New Jersey. We're there for a short time. And then we moved from Westmont to Runnymede, and we were in Runnymede until 2013 when we moved to our new location.
Know all those places. Another thing I've...
Why do they call it Cherry Hill? Is it a bunch of cherries there?
What were you going to say, Michael?
I was just going to tell John I'm from the garment industry. That's where I was for 45 years in the garment industry, so I'm very familiar that I understand.
Oh, wow.
I was in the garment industry. That's how I made a living for 45 years. I was CEO and president of a large clothing company.
In Philadelphia?
Well, we made the goods originally. Before we went overseas, we made the goods in Philadelphia on 12th Street in Philadelphia. But my main office was in New York. But we made the goods in Philly.
You had pattern makers in Philly and marker people.
Yeah. Sewing. Yeah. Pattern, all 9 yards. And then
you know our business very well then. We're primarily a textile manufacturer.
Oh, you're the textile manufacturer.
Yeah. Historically, we've been a self-sustaining manufacturing facility. We continue to make 5 lines. For the U.S. military. We make a police jacket for the Navy. We make the Navy physical fitness uniform pant. We make the Navy flight deck jersey. And we make 2 items for the Army. We make a cold weather undershirt and actually the standard issue flame retardant t-shirt for the soldiers.
But the sewing factory is not in Cherry Hill, right?
Oh, yeah. No, it is. Yeah, we have
I didn't know there were sewers in Cherry Hill.
But it's a rare thing to have textiles manufactured in the country anymore, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Domestic. Yeah. So tell us about some of the jobs available, John.
For the first of all, anybody who's interested in employment with Best Work can go to careers@bestworkindustries.org. You know, we're always looking for people in our sewing manufacturing. We run a formal training program. It's a 6-week training program. But within the last year, we've began to diversify into other lines of business. We do kitting, packaging, and light assembly. We do document scanning and digital imaging. And recently, we launched an e-commerce platform. So we actually have a person who is blind, who's our customer care representative.
Do you provide training for someone who's blind and visually impaired?
Yes, we have for all our jobs, and primarily for the sewing, because it's so complex. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Michael understands that. We have a 6-week training program. I have 2 full-time trainers who train people. And I'll tell you, the majority of the people on the floor would tell you when they came to Best Work, you know, they did not know how to sew, any of them. They never thought that they'd find themselves behind a sewing machine, but they do.
I got to ask you a question, John.
Yeah.
That concerns me. How do they work a sewing machine without sticking their fingers in the sewing machine?
That's a great question, Gary. So safety is always number one. We have guides and fixtures and devices on the machine that, you know, protect people. But it's their training, you know, like anything else. They're right. Trained to use their guides. Their guides keep their fingers away from the machinery. I've been there for almost 3 years now, and we haven't had a needle strike with anyone who is blind. We have had, since I've been there, we have had 2 needle strikes, but they've been both sighted individuals.
Sighted like ones, that. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
They're not paying attention, that's why.
John, what is paper converting?
Paper converting. That's really interesting, and it's hard to describe. You have to see it, but we buy big half-ton rolls of paper, and we place it on a spindle, and it gets attached literally to a big machine that is about 20 feet tall. It's a Ferris wheel, and the Ferris wheel goes around 100 times, and they stop it, and they take the paper off the Ferris wheel, and they stretch it across a long table. The table's about 100 feet, and it has grooves in it. And they cut the paper along the grooves, and what you end up with are stacks of 100. They're actually industrial paper wipes. So
wow.
Those of us
that's really interesting.
Who remember when you remember when you used to go to a gas station and you'd squeeze in your window? And
yeah, used to.
Yep.
Used to, yeah.
The paper out.
Yes.
It's just like that. It's
yeah.
Like
but don't forget, New Jersey, they don't pump you.
No,
they don't,
Jersey,
you can't pump your gas.
It's not self-serve.
It's not self-service.
Yeah. Well, that's really interesting. And now what does the document scanning, I know it means scanning a document, but what does a person, an employee do document scanning? What is
well, there are actually a couple of steps in the process. There's what we call document prep, which I actually call triage. They pull the documents out of a box. They go through them. They remove all the paper clips, all the staples, anything that would obstruct the paper going through the machine. And then another person takes the paper and runs it through the machine, actually doing the scanning. And then we have a software program that's operated on the end where they call it indexing, where you can file the images in, you know, file folders on the computer so you can store the documents electronically or digitally just as they were stored and organized in paper form.
Well, so you have contracts with different corporations and they send you all their boxes of files for people to scan?
Yeah, we just launched the business actually about a month ago, and we have our first customer, but we're actually looking for customers who want to have document scanning and digital imaging done. We'd love to have the business.
Wow, very interesting. Michael, So people out there needing jobs.
If you're I assume you're looking for people not just for sewing, but other jobs as well, other positions.
Right.
So where do they apply?
They can apply at careers@bestworkindustries.org. directly, or they can go to our website, www.bestworkindustries.org, and find the careers link there.
It's also on our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's also there, all the information for Best Work.
Now, do you accept applicants from all over the country, or just the
New Jersey
tri-state area, or?
Well, that's interesting. I mean, theoretically we can accept applicants from anywhere. But we don't have any remote positions for the jobs we're currently filling.
The Philly
to Cherry Hill is.
What about Trenton? Is that too far?
No, that's New Jersey.
Well, I know it's New Jersey.
Actually, Philadelphia is closer than Trenton.
Yeah.
To Cherry Hill.
We just opened a satellite in Montclair, New Jersey, where we are employing four people in Montclair. So that's north.
Yeah.
And we actually have people in queue for more jobs up north. So we're the largest employer of people who are blind in New Jersey. I'd say anybody in New Jersey, but we also employ over two dozen people from Eastern Pennsylvania. So from the greater Philadelphia area.
Yeah.
In fact, Best Work Industries has a bus, a 27 passenger bus that goes into Center City every day. We pick up two dozen people, them into work, and bring them home every day. Yeah.
Wow.
That's good.
Boy, that's a big relief, right? For the people.
Yeah.
Boys. Yeah. All right. Well, we appreciate you joining us on game night.
Well, thank you very much for coming on board.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for sponsoring the show, Blind and Beyond.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too, John.
All right. See you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We're going to go to break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
To the Blind and Beyond radio show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down. A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate
Become
now.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you, whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas. There is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Beyond.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
All righty.
Welcome back. Yeah, I don't have a signal like we always do for Michael and Lynn because I'm on Zoom and they're on computer. But Lynn gave me the signal. So, like, this is a live radio show, so we go the way it got to go. So, welcome back. And we're going to have a fun evening this evening. We'll talk about everything and anything. And if you need to call in with trivia, if you want to win some sandwiches tonight, give us a call, 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680.
You know, Gary, before we go to your trivia, I wanted to mention that I just think it's terrific that we present these employment opportunities to people out there all over the country. You know?
It's amazing. It's amazing of what is out there. And we can get people back to work instead of staying home and being bored and getting in trouble or whatever. You know, they can get out there and do something now.
Or being depressed because they don't have a focus every day.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's boring out there. I've got used to, you know, I'm 73 now almost. So I'm just used to laying back and kicking back. But when you got somebody that's out there 40 years old or right around there, they're still full of Zoom and ready to go and do something.
You're not full of Zoom, Gary?
I zoomed out.
You're zoomed out.
I just relax and enjoy life. That's all there is now.
Well, I just want to remind everybody, if you didn't catch the contact information that John Katz said on the air, just go to our website, go to the sponsor page, and click on Best Work Industries, and you'll get all the information there. So,
right.
Gary, do you have a trip? What were you going to say?
Well, I have a trivia question. Before that, I was going to say, anybody out there, and Michael said, we're not going to talk about football so much. That's talking about the scores of what's going on, who's tackling who, and whatever. Yeah. But if you want to call in and talk, I would like to know how you watch the football game.
I would too.
Somebody there explaining what's happening, knocking down who or whatever. I'm not big into football, but I always wondered that.
Well, I was wondering that too, Gary. And I said to Michael this afternoon, I said, you know, we really should throw that out there because how does a blind person enjoy?
Exactly. Sports? I can't keep up with all that stuff. I can follow football or basketball a little bit easier, but I can't follow the football too well.
But we have a lot of
and
friends.
Baseball.
Gary, we have a lot of friends that enjoy the games. They have teams that they're loyal to. I'm not going to throw out their names and their teams. That's up to them.
I'll throw out Dan and Leslie.
What's their team?
Into football. Yeah, they are like? Big into the football.
Who do they like?
So,
who do they like? The Bucks? Buccaneers?
I don't know who they're going for, but man, I tell you what, if it comes to football with the Gators, man, Dan's an alumnus from the Gators. Yeah. Yeah, he even goes up there and watches the games with someone.
Wow. Yeah, the Gator fans are a species,
they're untouchable. They're untouchable,
they
yeah.
Our niece died a month or so ago, she was a real Gator fan. She and her husband used to travel all over the country. But if the Jets
If anybody want to know who Dan and Leslie were, Dan used to be the president of the American Council of the Blind. He's
right.
Pretty smart.
if the New York Jets were playing, I'd be rooting for them just because of my dad. And if the Eagles were playing, I'd be rooting because of Michael. But other than that, I don't care, really.
Well, I'm originally from Buffalo area.
Chris, you
left
do,
Buffalo
right?
Yeah, because I'm a football fanatic.
I know
he is. He is.
That's right, Gary. Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I left Buffalo. And when I left up there, I didn't root for anything. And Brother Gary came on down and he's always rooting for the Buffalo, so I got into rooting for Buffalo. Buffalo's turned out to be good because, I mean, I remember listening, and Buffalo got to be quite bad. Anybody could beat Buffalo, but not now. They're getting good.
Don't blow that up too much now. Don't blow that up too much.
Okay, Chris.
Who's winning,
if anybody wanted to call in,
Right now,
yeah, who's winning?
The score is 3-0 San Francisco 49ers over
the 49ers.
The Kansas All City right. Chiefs.
Well, right. Michael wants Kansas City because Andy Reid used to be the coach.
Yeah.
So
I don't know much about football, but I would go for the 49ers. So.
Yeah.
So you want to do anybody wanted to call in and sit, huh?
You want to do your trivia?
Yeah, and so I was just going to say, if anybody wanted to call in and tell us about what they thought of the Puppy Bowl, which is very popular now.
Yeah, that's the best part. And you know what's the best part about it, Gary? Do you know that those dogs all get adopted because of the Puppy Bowl?
Yes, they all get adopted. That's so great.
Wonderful. Yeah.
But I mean, I just love to hear somebody come in, call in and tell what they thought was funny or interesting about the Puppy Bowl. So, here's my trivia question now. Somebody wants to win a nice sandwich from Subway. My question is Valentine's Day celebrated with all the countries throughout the world?
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's the question?
Well, yeah. Do we only celebrate here or do certain countries or... Does everybody celebrate Valentine's Day?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's pretty easy, really is.
Okay, you say so. Ay. So, Gary, you said you had a story to tell while we're waiting.
Oh, about your
firstborn, I think.
Oh, Wayne, when he was born, I actually had his mother was... her birthday was the day before Valentine's Day on the 13th. And she got quite upset with me because I was in the Seabees and I was in Rhode Island and I had to go maneuvers for playing war games for 2 nights and 3 days. So I was out on there and it just started snowing that day and it was a lot of snow come down with, and then it started freezing. It was warm and slushy and then it froze at night. And we had to sleep in our tents, but there's no floors in the bottom. You know, we had to take turns sleeping, taking an hour or so in the tents and stuff. That night, there was 36 cases. Well, that weekend, I didn't stay the whole weekend. There was 36 cases of frostbite. Had to stay out there. Wow. I mean, I never was so cold in my whole life. And the morning came up on the Valentine's Day. It says, Petty Officer Sinclair, we're pulling you out of the hills. You got an ambulance over here medevacing you out. You're going to have a baby here real soon. So they medevaced me out. I wound up going to get in my personal car and drove to the hospital. She was already there. I was in full combat gear. They put the scrubs on me over top of my stuff. And there I went in for watching my son be born. And I went home. And before I called anybody, I sat in the bathtub for 2 hours trying to thaw out.
That's some story.
So that was a weird birthday, but I mean, yeah, I tell my son to today, you saved my life.
Yeah, right. But wait a minute, you were in Rhode Island and your son was born in Florida? Where was your son born?
No. He was born in Newport Naval Hospital.
Oh, okay. Newport, Rhode Island.
Yeah. He was born in Newport Naval Hospital.
Yeah. If he wasn't being born, you might have had frostbite. God.
Yeah, exactly. And I couldn't take the cold anymore. I was just froze to death, man. I couldn't even, to get into my sleeping bag, I had to take the boots off. My bootlaces to my combat boots were frozen.
Wow. What does Wayne say when you tell him that story?
Oh, he likes it. He likes
so that
it.
Is, that's, yeah. That's one of the most unusual stories I've heard about.
Yeah, I mean, but no, I'll never forget
really
that
unusual.
Day. Yeah, he.
Yeah.
And his mother came out of it, but she was really upset. The military said, you got to go on her birthday.
Well, but I don't understand why your wife was upset, though. She should have been glad the military let you come
home. Well, she was happy to have the birthday, but she wanted me there with her on her birthday and when he was being born.
Well, I thought you
said...
Yeah,
well, I wound up with her, not on her birthday. I had to leave the morning of her birthday, so I wasn't there with her all day long on her birthday. So.
And they put your scrubs
I had to leave
over
early
your,
in the morning.
They put your scrubs over your military
uniform. Over my stuff, yeah.
Wow.
And I had... Yeah, I had my helmet on. Yeah, I was a full combat gear. And I know these people were looking at me like I'm in the hospital. Like, where did this guy come from?
That is something else. Hey, Chris, yeah, they didn't understand training. For Gary?
Well, yeah, I had one caller to call in, but he gave me an answer, but he can't win because he hadn't been cleared just yet.
Oh, come on.
Chris, thank you for reading my list.
Yes, ma'am.
It's a secret list between Chris and myself.
Oh, okay.
All right. So only one person. Wow. You better ask the question again, Gary.
All right. Valentine's Day, is it celebrated with all other countries? Do all countries around the world celebrate Valentine's Day?
Yeah, that's actually, I guess, an easy question because I would imagine
it is.
The answer is pretty obvious.
You know what happened? There was something famous in Chicago on Valentine's Day. What happened?
It was?
Yeah.
The massacre. That's the massacre. Right. Valentine's Day massacre.
Oh, that was in Chicago?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah, it was Chicago. They lined them all up.
I hate to bring up the past, but the Parkland shooting was also on Valentine's Day.
You're kidding.
Yep. No, the what?
I'm kidding.
Yep.
The Parkland shooting in South Florida.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Was that 5 years ago now? Six? No, wait.
I think
so. No, I take that back. 2016? Yeah, about 2016, 2017?
I think it's about 7 years. The father of one of the girls was on the other night on the news. And to think Michael and I lived right down the street, too. Before then.
Oh, they had I hate to interrupt a little bit, but there was a shooting in Dallas at a church tonight, and one child was hit and is in critical condition, but no one was killed.
Yeah, I saw that feed come across my news feed, but I want to say that was Pastor Joel Osteen's church, I believe. I'm not mistaken.
I think so. Yeah,
but I saw the feed come in about that.
Mm. Yep.
So, Chris, nobody else.
Nope, nobody else. 407-894-1680. The question to you, is, is Valentine's Day celebrated all across the world, right?
Right.
That's right.
I think so.
And if they win right now and they hurry up and get the subway.
I think that's Gary's question.
All right, so hold on one moment. I do see another caller calling in. Let's see.
That's good. If somebody wins, they can hurry up the subway and finish watching the football game while they eat their sub.
I can't get it to them that quickly.
Well, they can drive to the store. Oh, that's right. You got to send them the card.
I have to send them the card.
I forget about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, did everybody get their cookies?
We did.
I hope everybody ordered their Girl Scout cookies.
I'm thinking of freezing some of them because I don't.
That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, we have
that's
a caller, Gary. Gary, have a caller.
Hey, hey.
All righty. Let's go. We got to go over to Indiana.
Oh, all right.
You know, it's none other than our good friend, the one and only John from Clint, Indiana. Hey,
that's
John,
right.
How you doing?
Waiting for his
hey,
subway.
John.
Hi, Eric.
Hey, John. You hungry?
Chris?
Breaking up, John.
Yeah. Yeah, the Valentine's Day celebrated worldwide in Asian countries and all over.
I can't understand.
You got it, John. It's all worldwide.
Oh, is it worldwide?
Everybody.
I was going to say no. Okay.
No, everybody. It's worldwide, and it's funny because everybody loves each other on Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay.
Ain't that nice?
Worldwide.
Yeah. So what did he win, Gary?
He won a Subway, a delicious, delicious
a $10
Subway.
Gift card from Subway.
$10.
How about that? Yeah, girl. It's about time I won. I am born December the 24th.
I'm sorry. I can't understand what you're saying, John.
It's hard. You're breaking up, John.
Yeah, John, you're breaking up. I think he said, great that he won because he hadn't won since December, I think is what he said.
Oh, yeah, I know. He tries every week.
Well, that's good, John. I'm glad you won them tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me too, because I was out of the Subway cards, so now I can take my wife to out
there. There you go. Your big date. John, you need to get some of your friends over there in Indiana to call in.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Hey, maybe he doesn't want to because then they'll compete with him.
Right. Hey, John, thank you so much, John.
Oh, gosh.
Bye, John.
You do.
That was John from Indiana.
Thank you for calling, John. All right. So Gary would like to know how some of the people are listening to the game, how they understand what's going on. You and I were talking about that off the air.
Ain't that how good minds
think? Well, Michael likes to listen to the radio more than the television.
Well, exactly. For blind people, that's the best way, is listen over
most
the radio.
That you can listen to is better on radio for a blind person.
Oh God,
than television, because television.
World Series, yeah. The World Series. I love watching the world, listening to the World Series on the radio. So
but Gary,
good.
Gary, don't you have audio description on your Spectrum box on your remote?
No, I don't.
Oh.
You can.
I'm not that advanced.
You can ask for it. It's free.
Yeah, you can get that.
Yeah, I got it. Sheila Vanami. I got to call and get it.
Peter, our guest. Peter, our sponsor.
Right.
Peter, he talks about it every month.
Yeah, I know. But I'm gonna have you give Peter a call and give him a phone number so he can call me and explain it a little bit to me.
Or you can call in the next time he calls, which
do that.
He'll be calling. He usually calls.
Well, I'd just rather talk to him personally. Talk to him personally.
Well, I'll give him your number.
Well, how do you like your wings, Gary?
I like them cooked. I like them cooked.
No,
I like. You don't like, and you like them all dry. I like them sloppy too.
No. That's not right. Place do we go? I like them. They call Louisiana. What's it called? Louisiana Rub.
Yeah, the Rub. Yes.
There's a place near us. We can't get that here. So we get something else, which is fabulous. It's very wet, and it's what's the sauce, hon?
Sweet chili.
Oh, that's you've never had it. Sweet chili is unbelievable. Sweet chili sauce, and I like it extra wet.
Okay.
But there's a lot of sauces that I like. But
I like
the wet one place I like where they have, they call Louisiana Dry Rub. Other than that, I like them nice and wet.
By the radio station.
Yes.
Well, there's one by Gary too.
What's that?
The place that has those wings, Louisiana.
Yeah, but I went there not long ago, and I didn't care for them. They didn't even cook them right. Or not even cooked.
Maybe they changed.
Yeah, I had a little bad problem with them this last time I went there. Yeah, I got to tell you about what I had tonight, Michael. I told you when you called me earlier. I ordered out lao mein tonight. I'm telling you what, the lao mein I get, I had to find the lao mein through the shrimp.
Wow.
I'm telling you, man, I'm looking for noodles. Every two, I stab my fork and I come up with two large shrimp in my mouth. My mouth is full. I got chew, 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 and then get down and then I try to find some more lao mein. And that's what they don't give you little pieces of shrimp in it. It's a whole shrimp. You got a mouthful of shrimp when you get every time you take a bite.
So that's near your house?
But, yeah. Well, I order it. You know, it's just on 436, not far from me.
And they deliver?
Yep.
Well, you're lucky. We don't have any delivery for Chinese food. We have to go pick it up.
Yeah. And then I got shrimp fried rice, the same thing, just loaded with shrimp in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like to get that every so often. But tonight I don't do the Super Bowl, so I thought I'd have lao mein tonight. I don't do the wings or nothing.
Gary, the next hour, why don't you discuss the VA?
Yeah.
I can do that.
We're going to be talking about cooking, too, the second hour. Yeah. Lots of cooking.
Hey, that's up my alley.
Yeah, our friend Flo Walsh from The Blind Side of Cooking is going to be calling in. Yep, that's going to be fun. Just an easy show tonight. Just laid back, easy show.
Yep, easy show. It's just a talk show.
Yep.
And if it wasn't for me, Michael's grandson wouldn't have been a chef.
That's true.
Yeah. And matter of fact,
taught him how to cook.
Matter of fact, Gary, the latest I hear.
Grapevine, this is interesting.
Yeah, that his friend is opening up a French restaurant, like a cafe, and Steven is supposed to be the head chef. So we're hoping to go.
Terrific.
And opening. That's what we're hoping.
Don't forget, he went to school.
Georgia.
After you taught him, he went to school.
Yeah. Well, he's a chef at a country club right now. But
yeah.
I believe
that's funny because I talked to his sister not long ago, and she said
Ted Turner's
restaurant in Atlanta.
Yeah, I talked to his sister just not long ago, and she said, "Oh, I remember you taught my brother how to cook on the grill."
Yeah. Miss Rachel.
Rachel, yep.
Rachel, yep. So anyway, so it's 7:55.
You know, if you listen to this show, you say, what is this show all about? This show is for the low vision, the blind, and the sighted. We discuss everything, not just for the blind, not just for the sighted. We discuss everything. So this show is meant to have fun. It's meant to, so you can learn something about the vision impaired and blind. And for those people that want a job, a lot of jobs available, that's for sure.
Educational places too.
In New Jerry Hill, New Jersey, Best Work, they have jobs available.
Alabama
Industry for the Blind, they've got jobs available in Alabama.
Yep.
In Orlando.
Lighthouse. Central Florida, Lighthouse Works. Yep. And they've been with us.
And what's really good about this show, too, is a lot of sighted people learn so much about how the blind do things. It's amazing. They love the show.
So far, nobody's called in to tell me about that red light therapy for vision loss.
Yeah.
We're all going like, what? But anyway, I hope Mike is listening because I tried.
That's a great trivia coming up next hour.
We do?
Yep. Couple must different trivias next hour.
Yeah.
Must be Michael.
Yeah, after Michael, like, he says they're great trivia. And
listen, folks, I got one thing to say to you. Call in. That's what this is all about.
Like I'm here by myself with just you and Gary.
I'd like to hear from you.
They're there.
You know, if nothing else, call in. Tell me how you like your wings.
Well, how you like the game?
How do you know? Listen.
Yeah, how you like the game? Maybe somebody wants to talk about it.
If they listen to the game, they listen.
We'll listen to anything.
Well, they can listen to
407-894-1680. We'd like to hear from you. 407-894-1680. Love to hear from you.
We knew this was going to be a different show tonight because of the football game, but we keep on plugging. It doesn't matter.
You can listen to both.
You can listen to both. Yeah.
Chris does.
Chris listens to both. He's got one eye on one thing and one eye on the other and watching.
Boy, I got one eye here, another eye here, and an ear there. I'm excited right now because they have a commercial that's being played right now for those that's dealing with low vision and visually impaired.
Oh, terrific. What's it about?
I don't know because I started talking and listening to you, and I just kind of saw it as it came up. But it's going through the commercial right now as we speak of low vision impaired.
That's an expensive commercial.
That's terrific.
That's expensive. Terrific.
Yes.
And
then I got my wife and a kid on the other line trying to talk to me about something that's going on too. So
well, we're
gonna
go to break. We're gonna go to break. Don't go away.
Go on
to
break.
The Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We got some great trivia coming up. 407-894-1680. Don't go away. Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.